así.
4K. Fantasy. It's a war. It's a war.
Look at all the fucks I give. Look at the mannequin. Bonjour. Bienvenue à Game Classy. Je m'appelle Joe. Et siest Steven. Steven. Battletech. Pourquoi?
Bonne chance.
Je m'appelle Joe. Parlez-vous français?
No me gusta patinar.
I don't know why I did that. I like French. I like Frenchie. I like Dan Delanois. Game night's back on, Steve. Game night's back on.
I saw.
By the way, I don't know if we congratulated Dave, the founder of our little game group's newborn child.
The founder of the feast.
The founder. Good times for everyone. So, Steve, this is Thanksgiving weekend. It's like a special hobby weekend. What hobbying have you been doing this weekend?
I've been trying to finish this commission that I've been working on for forever.
You sound very happy about it.
I'm going to try and make it my very last commission ever.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Every time you get out, they pull you back in.
It's awful.
They go, Steve, I have money. Dance for me, you little monkey.
Yeah, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, it's so much work. It's just like, fuck this. I'm working on the models. I'm like, God damn it. And I have to, like, redo shit. And it's like, fuck.
Actually, my last commission was really nice. It was a Carnival of Chaos. So I had a lot of fun painting that. I'd never painted those.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it again. Yeah. It's just awful.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
I really don't want to.
No.
I'd rather be doing anything else.
I saw you had your Mercs guys out.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't working on those. Kevin was like, I'm going to build your Mercs guys. I was like, okay. Like, I'm not going to paint them for a while. So you can do that if you'd like.
Kevin's just like, please, someone play Mercs with me. Please. Did you participate in any Black Friday deals?
No.
No? There's some gaming stuff. I know Fantasy Flight did a bunch of companies did a lot of Thanksgiving Day Black Friday sales. I know Fantasy Flight was one in particular. I know that did one. It wasn't great, but it was at least you get some deals out of it.
Yeah, it looked like there was a lot. Some stores I saw doing some stuff too, but
yeah, I know.
Fuck Black Friday.
No, not fuck Black Friday. You can get some good stuff. I went out and got a shit ton of. I got a whole turkey at like half price.
That's because you're a consumer whore.
Yes, we all are. Steve, we're on a podcast about gaming. There's nothing more consumerish than something that's unnecessary as gaming.
I mean, lots of stuff is unnecessary. Technically, TV is unnecessary.
Oh, you're being negative nanny, negative Nancy. Yeah, I went out, got myself a bunch of food. Got myself a couple bottles of wine.
Who
all cheap.
Who goes out on Black Friday and buys food?
Because turkeys are super cheap after Thanksgiving. So I got myself a turkey. I think I'm going to make myself some pastrami.
You're a sad little man.
I'm a sad little man with a full turkey. That you wish you had. I also got a...
No, I have a rotisserie chicken that I got at normal price, and I'm going to be happy to eat it.
I also got I got some records from Record Store Day. They had the special Black Friday deals on a lot of that stuff. I got the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack. I'm thinking about doing a Reservoir Dogs...
Stuck in the middle with you?
Yeah, well, yeah, Steeler's Wheels, of course. I kind of wanted...
Isn't that the only song that's on the soundtrack? Isn't it just play Stuck in the Middle with You on repeat?
No, they got the Coconut song by Harry Nielsen.
Oh, that's right, put the line in the coconut. One side is Lime in the Coconut over and over, and the other side is Stuck in the Middle with You over and over.
Actually, it's... Aside from one song on the soundtrack, which is a terrible cover of Magic Carpet Ride, it's a pretty good soundtrack.
Magic Carpet Ride is a shit song. So there's that.
You know, Pat from the Retro Video Game Review or Game On, that's his favorite song of all time.
Magic Carpet Ride?
Yeah. Oh, I went to him and asked him, I go, Pat, what's your favorite song? And he just went, Magic Carpet Ride, Steppenwolf. It was just like no breath between it. It was just right there.
I think he lost one point of respect. One respect point. Gone.
Hey, so since this is, Steve's getting passed a note. The president has been shot.
No, what is... I was... I was going to do this anyway, but I was informed by under duress to inform the public about the deck building game 3012, which I will do.
Okay, we'll get to that. First thing I want to do is a new little segment. I like to call the Big Three, which is just kind of covering.
Why don't we just call it Gay Wads?
Gay Wads. It's covering Dungeons and Dragons, Magic, and Warhammer, so I can just kind of lump them all together.
I mean, Dungeons and Dragons shouldn't really be considered big anymore, considering Pathfinder's been outselling it for like the past, I don't know, year.
Yeah, but I mean,
year.
It's the most visible game in the role playing industry.
No, Pathfinder is.
I think if you ask more people, do you know Pathfinder?
If you ask more non gamers, they will tell you Dungeons and Dragons.
I mean, this isn't just for gamers. This
it is. What non gamer is going to listen to this fucking podcast? We got Pico Armor. It's a fucking, some like housewife is like, oh, those boys are so funny. They're talking about micro armor and Pico armor.
Well, let's include Pathfinder with the D&D. We'll just put it under the umbrella of D&D, since it essentially is D&D 3.5.
Okay.
So, at least in terms of Warhammer news, I want to put a correction out there. From the correction bin, I said last week that there's not going to be a Chaos Army book for fantasy. Yes, there is. It's probably going to be coming out in the future. So once again, Warhammer Fantasy is going to stagnate because they're putting out an army book that, you know, that takes up 3 months worth of releases.
Woo. And I heard 9th edition?
That's what I said. We finally got a release date on the Wood Elf Army book. It'll come out a month before the 9th edition rulebook. That's funny to people who know fantasy.
I enjoy that Games Workshop is yet again producing a new edition of the rules.
No, they're not putting out a 9th edition anytime soon.
A new edition of the rules before Army Book.
Before Army Book, yeah. The big release is the Hobbit minigame that's coming out. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning rule. And the rules are changing. It's going to be more of a combination between the skirmish game and War of the Ring.
Wait, hang on. Let me just go get a ball peen hammer and just destroy my balls with it, because it'll be more entertaining than what you're about to talk about.
I know. Some people might want to know about it. You know, and three of the guys I do commissions for are all Lord of the Rings players.
Well, that sounds like they have some problems.
Anyway,
no wonder they're having you paint their toys.
The box set, 56 figures. You get the entire 13 dwarves and all the dwarves, Bilbo and Gandalf.
That's some pretty sweet diversity. Dwarves.
And you get the rest are goblins and trolls. Stunning.
Yeah, I saw the goblins. They look like little naked men.
It's awesome.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
I think they look great.
Like, oh man, you got to it's shirts versus skins, guys.
And I'm not one to defend Lord of the Rings. You know, we make fun of Lord of the Rings on this podcast a lot, but I do have to say that the figures are beautiful. They've done a wonderful job hiding them from the public view.
Just a caveat on that, we're not talking about the films. We love the films. We're talking about the miniatures.
The minis. The biggest problem is that the box set, how much do the box sets usually go for in nowadays? Is it like $100? I think the last one, Dark Vengeance, was like $100.
I think Dark Vengeance was $100 and then it was $125 or some shit for the extra chaplain model.
Yeah, something like that. And the I think Island of Blood when it came out was like $80.
Island of Blood.
But the Hobbit,
I'll see you on the Island of Blood.
The base box set for the Hobbit, it was released Spanish White Dwarf came out early. And they put it out.
Estoy usando el Games Workshop.
It's Mexican Game Workshop.
No. You did that wrong. It's now you got that covered.
Neuroli Sabado, Sabado, Sabado.
Mi amo es Bilbo Baggins.
But the base set is 100 euros, so it's going to be about US probably 125, which is kind of high for a starter set. But then again, if you're going to be interested in buying that, you're buying it because it's the Hobbit, not because of the rule set or anything like that, or the minis. You're buying that because
you are a glutton for pain.
Because some of the models are priced, you know, decent. I mean, you know, you're getting like 35 for, I don't know, 15 figures.
Hopefully I get another sweet Aragorn sculpt.
You won't get another Aragorn sculpt, not till the third film.
Whatever. I'll put an Aragorn in there.
But the there is
Mr. one, Frodo.
One ridiculous set is it's the council.
The ridiculous set is the gigantic deal, quote unquote.
Oh, well,
where
no,
it's $750 for $750 worth of shit.
$750. No, the worst is.
Hey, kids, do you not want two Xboxes and a small library of games? Buy this giant Hobbit collector's set. It's got no value whatsoever.
The
see ya, kids.
The White Council, I think that's what it's called. It's the four figures that's been released before. New sculpts.
Elrond, Galadriel.
Yeah, some four figures. 60 euros.
It seems reasonable. I'm sure they're high quality fine cast sculpts and are just at the tippy top of detail and value for your money.
Maybe it might be 40 euros. But it's still ridiculously high. Too high.
Well, like I said, it's fine cast. You can't put a price on the quality of fine cast miniatures these days.
The three trolls, anybody who doesn't know The Hobbit, you know, they encounter three trolls in the forest.
Are there dicks flopping around?
No, that was you don't know that in the movie yet. If the dicks are flapping around in The Hobbit movie, I will be the first one to cheer in the audience and be like, yay, dicks!
Trollcock! Finally!
Finally, Jesus. Oh, we've been waiting for so long.
Now all I need to see is a beholder pooping on the big screen, and my life will be complete.
Actually, the beholder has been on the big screen in the terrible, terrible Dungeons and Dragons
poop.
Movie.
It didn't poop. Yeah, that had the Wayans in it.
Just the one. It had Marlin.
Whatever.
he played a thief.
It had a Wayans. Hey, you know what? He's surprisingly good in Requiem for a Dream.
Well, he's a good actor. I mean, even people, like, most people who make it in Hollywood are good actors and actresses. They just pick really shitty parts.
Yeah, that D&D movie was pretty good. I mean, fucking, I got Jeremy Irons in that movie. Like, how the fuck does that even happen?
Hello, Steve. I'm Jeremy Irons.
It's like, I think he's a sir, isn't he?
Sir Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, I think they got Sir Jeremy Irons, I believe, who has won multiple awards for his skills in acting in the fucking Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Steve.
With the Wayans.
Steve, would you like to roll for my cleric?
Die Hard with a Vengeance was pretty fucking sweet.
what is it? On my way to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives and seven sacks. The seven sacks had seven cats.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Mr. McLean. Now I have a machine gun.
Hello.
Her.
He was my brother. We sound nothing alike.
You know what my Jeremy Irons impression is actually? My Jeremy Irons impression...
Just sounds like an old smoking woman.
No, it's Christopher Lloyd doing Uncle Fester from the Addams Family movie.
The Babushka!
The greatest scene in cinema history.
It's up there. It's high end. I just saw, speaking of cinema history, I just saw The Life of Pi.
Oh yeah, how was it?
Awful.
Was it really?
A huge piece of shit.
You know, I would not doubt you on most accounts, but I know this is an Ang Lee movie, so there's probably like layers of subtext and beauty and pictures.
No, it was just shit.
Like, I don't like it. You also don't like Apocalypse Now and The Godfather and Citizen Kane.
Those movies are bad.
Yes, so we're just going to end it right there because I let the audience make the decision right there on whether or not Steve's judgment on movies. There are people who are like, yeah, fuck Citizen Kane.
That movie's boring as shit.
Black and white, come on.
Like, I mean, yes, I understand it's this crowning achievement, but the number one thing you should learn is fucking pacing.
We're not talking about this because we're going to just let the audience decide. I'm going to put it out there that I like Citizen Kane and Apocalypse Now and The Godfather, and Steve doesn't. So we're just going to put it there. We're going to end it right there and let people make their decisions. Because I know there's people who are like, yeah, fuck those movies.
They should be.
Yeah. And then there's people who are like...
There's people with common sense who say fuck those movies. And then there's like people who are kiss asses for no reason.
Okay. I'm going to leave it out there for you. I'm just going to leave it out there. Like, put it out to the wind.
Also, I love The Money Pit.
The Tom Hanks movie?
The Tom Hanks movie.
It's a great movie. I'm not arguing that.
I love The Money Pit.
I like most of Tom Hanks' movies. I mean, there's been very few bad ones in my opinion.
I hear Cloud Atlas is pretty bad.
I've heard opposite. Yeah, but that's just me.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. I just saw Argo, which I thought was
phenomenal. Yeah, Argo was super good.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was supposed to go see Skyfall.
Argo, fuck yourself.
Argo, fuck yourself.
Skyfall is good, too.
I haven't seen that one yet. But anyway, moving from the big three, I don't think we have any Magic or D&D Pathfinder news, do we?
Magic's got Modern Masters coming along at some point, which is a limited edition set that reprints one of the most in-demand old cards, Tarmogoyf. Tarmogoyf is like $120 and climbing. Is Modern Masters is going to be a limited release. Going to reprint a bunch of...
Is it going to be tournament legal?
They will be not standard legal because they're all old cards, but they will be tournament legal.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wizards is really trying to push this modern format. Modern is basically... I think what Wizards wants is they want Modern to replace Legacy.
Okay.
Because Legacy right now is the second most popular format next to Standard, and it's by a pretty slim margin. It's like really popular, and it would be even more popular if the cards for Legacy weren't so goddamn expensive. Because Legacy uses the oldest cards. Legacy's basically like Vintage minus power. So you can't use Black Lotus, Mox Diamond, Mox Sapphire. You can't use
the ones that like everyone knows. Like if you think of Magic, they're like Moxes. The mana.
Yeah, you can't use those in Legacy. Okay. And that's why Legacy's really popular. You have a huge card pool. It's very strong. Modern is kind of like, oh, we're going to do Legacy Light. And it's all cards from it's the modern facing, because Magic cards had a facelift, I think, around Mirrodin. I think Mirrodin was the first set with it, actually.
Well, so, facelift, like some Botox?
Kind of. Botox, a little plastic, a little snip, 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 yeah, rub, rub, there.
With our magic cards.
Yeah, so it's cards with that facing and forward. So basically, if you see a card with the new style, if you see a card with the new style facing, it's legal in Modern. So the problem is Modern is getting almost as expensive as Legacy because the mana, the land cards, and like the staple cards for the decks are just super fucking expensive. So nobody's really playing. So the only way they're going to get people into this format they want to push is by releasing more cards that like people want.
Yeah. Well, there you go. A company giving people things what they want.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is
fucking bizarre in this industry.
The thing though is that they're going to produce it as a super limited print run. So it's probably just going to end up like pissing people off because they're not going to print enough.
They're not going to get enough. Yeah. So, and we don't. I don't think I've seen any.
And I'm sure there'll be insane gouging on the box prices
in secondary market.
Oh yeah, like the Commander's Arsenal. Commander's Arsenal is limited to 2 or 5 copies per store. Specific commander set MSRP of $75. That thing was going for $200+. Easy. Like not even close. $200 was a bargain if you could get it.
Oh my god. I could never imagine spending $200 on a single card. But that's just me. I'm not a CCG player.
But that's the thing. It's a $75 MSRP, and it was selling for $200 out of the gate at the lowest. That's what happens when Wizards makes very limited products, because everyone wants them because they're good. But oh, they're fucking super expensive because the secondary market takes over.
Yeah, I mean that's the key right there. And as for D&D-ish, I don't think we got any news yet. D&D Next is
There's absolutely no news until D&D Next comes out.
It's like looking, opening up the D&D cabinet.
I think that's... It's the bones of Gary Gygax!
Too soon.
Not soon enough.
You pick up his skull. Hey, Gary, what do you think about Dungeons & Dragons?
I assume he would reassemble at some point and just be like,
I am the great Gygax. You will not defeat me.
We're like, oh, shit, we got to find his phylactery.
He's dressed like Cetra. Not Cetra, the fucking Nagash. Yeah. With the big purple robes, the big pointy hat. Like,
I cast doom upon the party. Trying to defeat Gygaxor. Was that his real name?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. That's a fucking baller name. Like, what is your name, sir?
My name is Gygax.
That's fucking, that sounds like the most made up like nerd, like, I'm gonna make my name Gygax.
Ever since that episode of Community where they played Dungeons and Dragons, I've always put the well endowed after every one of my character names.
That's the worst. I've won Dungeons and Dragons.
And it was advanced. Best episode of any TV show ever.
I still haven't seen it.
You have to. You know, it's not on Netflix yet. That's the problem with Community. Yeah. It's still not. And it's the fact that this season hasn't been on.
Netflix is great.
Most of the time. You know what I've been watching on Netflix? This is rather embarrassing. But
Voltron Defenders of the Universe?
No, but that is on there. Robotech's on there now.
Oh, really?
I gotta watch Robotech. I haven't watched that since pretty much the
80s. Since you were wee?
Yeah. I when I paint, I marathon shows. That's just my easiest way of getting through it. I'm sitting at my desk anyway. Might as well pop on something to watch. I've blown through every science fiction and fantasy TV show that's been on Netflix. So finally, I've gotten down to the bottom where I'm scraping like it's Hercules, The Legendary Journeys.
Dude, that show's great.
And I was just like, fuck it. I put on Highlander.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Here we are, fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
It is honestly the worst, best TV show I've ever
watched.
I cannot
great.
Believe I've never watched this.
The show's fucking great.
It's not fucking great.
It is great.
It is terrible.
No, it's great. It's super entertaining.
Yes,
it's super entertaining and it's fun.
Well, let me just, if you've never seen this, you know, it debuted in 89. I was 8 years old when it came on the air. It was. I watched it probably in syndication every once in a while, like when I'd be at my grandma's house and like there was like a rain delay for like a baseball game.
So good.
I'd be like putting on like, oh, Highlander, let's watch this. And I never really paid that much attention to it. But first of all, everyone looks like they're straight out of the 80s and from Europe. Like they all look like they're they all look like they're in the band Kraftwerk.
I don't want to be your sex object. Have no feeling. No self-respect.
And it's like every episode, it's like, oh, man, is Duncan going to survive his meeting with this immortal? And it's like, of course he is. They wouldn't have a TV show if he died. It's just like...
His buddies sometimes buy the farm, though. I love that show. That show's super fun.
And I like the opening. My name is Duncan MacLeod. I was born in the Highlands of Scotland 400
years ago. MacLeod.
Born in the Highlands of Scotland 400 years from now. I am immortal. Now is the time of the quickening. In the flick of a wrist, could it's just like so stupid. Oh, but I've been enjoying it quite greatly, just getting into the cheese factor of the Highlander.
I thought it was great. Did you see the episode with Games Workshop yet?
No, there was an episode with Games Workshop.
Yep, there's totally an episode where they're like, I don't know, he hangs out with those weirdos who play with the toys, and then and then he goes over and it's fucking, it's like you see there's a dude in a green Games Workshop shirt and it's a Games Workshop store and you see him playing fucking Warhammer.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not know that.
It's totally in there.
Oh, wow. Good way to bring it back, Steve. Way to bring it back.
I'm telling you, dude, it was awesome. I was like, I was watching it. I was like, holy fuck, that's a fucking high elf. Like, that guy's playing with high elves. What the hell's going on?
He's playing like, he's like, what are you?
He's a, because MacLeod is a Wargamer.
Yeah.
He
does. I mean, they've talked about it. His buddy,
the priest. He plays war games with the priest.
He plays war games, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. There's an episode where they're playing fucking Warhammer. I'm like, yeah!
That's something we could do. You could do some research on this, but TV, any sort of media where they play war games. I can think of only two off the top of my head. Now that you bring up the Highlander thing, yes. But there's two others I can think of. One is...
famous authors?
No, not famous authors. I'm talking like media, like in movies or TV shows, like... Wargaming, like where they showed.
Okay.
I can only think of two. One is
we play a game.
The movie Ronin. He one of the main characters paints samurai figures and creates little dioramas.
Isn't that with Robert De Niro?
With De Niro, yeah. Not one of my favorite movies, but
I've never seen it.
People like it. And the other one is it's De Niro who's like 60 years old
at
that point.
I'm painting your silver paints blue.
Not necessarily. I was thinking in the book The Ninth Gate. Which people don't like that movie, but I really love that movie.
I thought I never read the book, so I thought the movie was pretty fun.
I think both are great, but they're very different. In the book, he's a really big Napoleonics player.
I didn't like the, if I remember correctly, that the movie just ends.
It does. It's just like weird.
Done, over. I was that was the one thing I was like, wait, what? Where's the rest of this film? Like somebody lost a reel, and they were just like, fuck it, we'll leave it. They'll think it's artistic.
It's Roman Polanski. Trust me.
People think it's artistic. Don't worry about it.
So anyway, let's move on to our next segment. Our next segment, which we will kickstarting. Kickstarters. What do we got going on?
Kickstarter. Searching for the next giant hit.
Or should we just call it Indiegogo?
Indiegogo isn't...
But it's just fun to say Indiegogo.
Indiegogo, it's had some good projects, but as far as the...
It never gets the money.
The earth-shaking ones, it can't even lick the sweat off of Kickstarter's nutsack.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Battle for Alabaster is going to get released real soon. The Mike McVeigh one. That people
fucking worst name for a game ever.
Project Pandora, Battle for Alabaster.
It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's the standard wargaming. Let's just throw words together and make it a product.
Somebody was just like, we need to call it a battle for something.
Battle for my balls. Battle for my balls. Put battle for my
we
balls.
We can't use battle for your balls.
Put battle for my balls.
Well, just, what about Al Ballzaster?
Your balls are disaster.
Yeah, your balls are disaster. All balls disaster. There you go. And then somebody had a typo and they changed it to Alabaster.
No, it's autocorrect.
Like, it was supposed to be all balls disaster. Now it's Alabaster. You've ruined my game. I'm quitting the company. Gonna go start my own company.
The only reason why people bought that was for the minis. There was no one ever said, like, you know what? The rule set looks like it could be really good.
I can't wait to play.
But the new one, big new one just came out. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Kingdom Death Monster.
One day, $214,000. One day.
And we've talked about Kingdom Death before on the podcast. It's a guy, he just pretty much sculpts boutique figures. They're nice. They're really nicely sculpted.
In my opinion, they're the highest quality miatures ever. I haven't seen a company that's done it better. I think he out-sculpts Rackham.
Yeah.
Because his figures have no exaggeration whatsoever. They're
very scaled. Like, yeah. The human figures are scaled as humans. They're not heroic in scale whatsoever. Yeah. They're very true.
Pinup ones, quote-unquote, which are exaggerated detail.
Boobies.
Yeah, boobies and ass. But they're 54 mil. They're not part of the actual
game.
No,
they're not. And so he finally, after probably tons of pressure, got pushes out. All right, fuck it. I'll just make a board game out of these figures.
It comes with 36 or so models. It's $100. The models have there's a great size scale in there. There's a bunch of like humanoid size. There's a few, I would say, Minotaur size. And there's a giant, this fucking big, like, dragon-y bird thing. Yeah, it looks super fucking good. I think it's a steal at $100. I would say if you're a fan, if you're just a fan of board games, you might want to give it a go. It looks really cool. The board looks unreal.
It looks like they did a really nice job with it. Who knows how it fucking plays? Isn't he like French or something like that?
I believe he is American.
American.
So it's probably bad.
So it's probably terrible.
As far as I know, the only really good American game designer is Richard Garfield. I might be wrong on that.
Steve Jackson?
I don't know, and not counting role-playing games as game design. Steve Jackson I have an issue with, because Steve Jackson makes one game, and then he makes 100 games that are the same game. For example, Zombie Dice. Zombie Dice is a pretty fun game where you have 5 dice, and there's shotguns, brains, feet, and you're rolling, and you're looking for shotguns, because you're trying to kill the zombies. But if you roll a brain, your brains are eaten, or whatever. That's the core concept of the game. You're rolling dice, and you're scoring points. So then there's also Trophy Buck, where you are hunting deer, and there is a deer print, a rifle, and a startled deer. You don't want to startle the deer. Oh, and there's also Martian Dice coming out soon. Or how about Munchkin?
Munchkin, there's 12,000. Yeah.
And Munchkin sucks. It's a fucking shit game. It's
like
awful.
Munchkin.
Awful,
it's fun
awful
to play.
Game.
You know why I like it? And I like it because if I'm playing with, like, normally if friends come over, friends always want to play a game or something. I mean, like, you know, we'll sit around, we'll have dinner, we have drinks, we're very adult about it. And then we want to play a game, and it's a fun, quick game that I don't have, there's not a very, it's a very, very short learning curve.
We're very adult about it, so we play Munchkin.
Munchkin,
rather than, you know, poker.
Oh, fuck poker, that's no fun.
Dude, you could fleece your friends for money.
But I don't want to play for money and stuff like that. I'd just rather just play and drink and not have to worry about, like, so if I lose a game, it's not a big deal.
Well, then, why don't you just play something that isn't a shit steaming pile like Munchkin?
Catan.
Like, no, it's German for the Bart.
The
nobody who speaks German could be a monster.
That's what it's like. May all your games be written by Germans. How about that? Does that make sense for you?
Mm.
May all your games be written by Germans, the models designed by the French.
Yeah, the Kingdom Death looks great. I think everyone should at least give it a go. It's called Kingdom Death Monster. I'll link it on the Fache book at some point, I'm sure.
How about that? How we make a gaming blessing? May all your games be written by the Germans, sculpted by the French, and distributed by the Americans.
that's pretty close.
Because then you could switch it up and you could say, may all your games be written by the French, designed by the Americans, and distributed by the English. That's the opposite. That's like if you want to curse someone. All of our games cost $1 billion because we're on an island and it costs thousands of dollars to ship from an island.
Yeah. Speaking of bad games.
What?
3012 deck building game, Cryptozoic.
I thought you said it was a good game.
No. I said it looked very fun.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, oh, this is cool. It's got different mechanics for the different factions. This will be interesting and fun. No, it is not. It is a shit game. Yeah. Awful. Awful game.
Yeah, is it a CCG or just a deck building game?
It's a deck building game.
Okay.
And at first, the conceit of the game looks very interesting, where it's like, oh, you have these different warring factions and you're going to battle over.
Wait. A game with warring factions?
It's big for a deck building game.
Okay.
Most deck building games are everyone starts exactly the same.
Yeah.
This one's like, oh, you could play as the monkeys and they have this special ability. You could play as the shark guys and they have this special ability.
I know this game.
However, all of the special abilities are null and void because all of the characters and heroes are the exact same thing.
Okay.
They're the exact same. The only thing that changes is they get bonuses for different weapons. Okay. So if you're playing the lizard guy, you have a bonus with trident. And if you're playing...
have bonus with trident.
If you're playing the monkey, you have bonus with clubs. Unfortunately, all of the weapons are the exact same thing. So there's a trident that costs 3 gold, a trident that costs 6 gold, and a trident that costs 9 gold. There's also a sword, dagger, club that are all the exact same thing, and they don't have any differences whatsoever. The starting scouts, all the same. They do nothing differently. And then the things that break the game is there's a army passive, I guess you would say, that everyone has. The army passive for the bat, for example, is you can reroll a dice during combat, which is utter dog shit compared to the monkey power, which is your scouts get +1 damage. So the monkey guy means you can take scouts, which normally have no value in combat other than to block or aid the other players, and suddenly use your own scouts as fighters. The difference in power level is unacceptable. It's so bad that, and like, the there's one where it just gives all of your guys +2 damage, just
2 damage,
just for me. Yeah, it's the design is really poor. There's no balance whatsoever. It's not fun. It's a shit game. I would advise against purchasing it ever.
I'm sorry to hear you say that. I've heard of this game.
I was excited for it. It looked cool. I was like, oh, like, the art's cool. Like, the concept seems fun. It's super random, too. It's really bad.
So on the game classy scale of or yay, you'd give it a...
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give it a cat is my rating for that game.
Cat?
It's a cat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
explain
Dungeons,
to you your rating
Dungeons
of cat.
And Dragons would be a warm petticoat.
Okay.
And so in other words, on a scale from Diet Coke to Jet Airplane, it's a cat.
I have no fucking clue. Are you trying to be funny?
I'm just trying to confuse you, and I think I succeeded.
Yes, you did. All right, so...
Hopefully at some point I could just see the vein throb in your head and then the blood just spray from your nose.
I actually haven't played a lot of board games lately. I've been too busy playing Assassin's Creed 3. That's all I've been doing lately. It's fun. I'm not gonna say anything other than that. It's because it's a video game and it has nothing to do with this podcast, but I enjoy it.
I was excited about it, and then I saw that they still kept the stupid ass cyber world, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, it only works in theory if bumpered and you didn't have to do anything in that world, but when you actually have to play in that world, you're like, this is so stupid, just send me back to the revolutionary time.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, but...
I've still been playing Smite.
In terms of going on to our next segment, I actually did want to talk about something, and I thought that maybe you'd get a kick out of it. I wanted to talk about discuss a little bit with board games.
Violating women while dressed in a Santa Claus suit?
I'd want the woman to be dressed up in the Santa Claus suit.
That's
okay. You see, that's the problems with the vagaries of the human language, of the English language. But board games. I've been noticing a lot online, and I would like to get your opinion on this. You probably don't have an opinion. You're probably like, I don't give a fuck. But a lot of people have been customizing their board games by creating their own pieces, their own traveling cases, painting their figures.
I think that's cool, because you can make a crappy game into something sweet.
For example, a friend of the podcast, Dwayne Zoldak, who
Dwayne Zoldak. Zoldak. I think I follow him on Twitter.
On the Twitter?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I saw his like little goofy like caricature picture. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna follow Dwayne Zoldak. Yay.
He just painted up a bunch of his Zombicide figures, which really sweet looking.
Well, those are supposed to be painted. They're cool mini or not.
Well, yeah, but I mean it's not necessarily, they're not supposed to be painted. They don't have to be painted.
I didn't say they have to. I said they're supposed to be.
They could be.
There's a difference.
They're designed to be painted.
You know what game is fucking sweet? Hero Quest. I really wish I still had it.
Hero Quest?
Yeah, game's fucking great. From Milton Bradley.
I don't know where the fuck that came.
Talk about
from.
Board games you could paint up and make it look sweet.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was put out by Games. Those are Games Workshop figures.
That was a Milton Bradley game, sir. There was no Games Workshop. It was Milton Bradley.
You're so bullshit.
Like Battlemasters, another Milton Bradley hit.
Fuck yeah, Battlemasters.
It's another Milton Bradley hit.
If you didn't know Battlemasters, let me tell you this. Battlemasters was essentially the coolest fucking game. Battlemasters is pretty much what got me into little figure guy painting hobbies. Painting little men's. It was humans versus chaos. And chaos.
And there were orcs.
There were orcs and goblins and chaos warriors.
There were elves in there. I think it was just good versus evil.
No elves.
Weren't there elves?
No. No elves, no dwarves. It was human halberdiers.
There were wolf riders.
Yeah, those were goblin wolf riders. Goblins, orcs, beastmen, chaos warriors. There was chaos archers in there, too.
Yeah.
Which is highly indubitable.
What?
Highly suspect. Chaos has no range. They had an ogre. The ogre was a big guy.
And he had the big like plate on his gut.
Yeah,
that was badass.
That
was badass.
And it came with a little tower. And the humans had a cannon, the mighty cannon.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a sweet game. So it was a request. Super
good.
Yeah,
and you could paint it up and actually make it look like super sweet when you played it.
Yep, super fun.
And I highly recommend it. Like, if people have a game at home that they absolutely love, they should try and customize it and make it their own. You know, I see that with a lot with Catan. Like, people take and make their own boards with Catan. They cut out their own pieces and do wood burning on them and everything else.
Those people have too much time on their hands.
Some people like it. You know, that's the interesting...
Too much time on my hands.
Because the only thing you actually need to play Catan at that point is the cards.
And dice.
Oh, you can't get dice anywhere else?
No. You have to use Settlers of Catan, official approved Mayfair Games dice.
Mayfair Games dice.
Oh, and also, fuck Settlers of Catan.
Yes, the most popular board game of all time. Fuck it.
It's shit.
It's not most popular board game, but the most popular... Euro
it's
game
pretty
at
much the most popular board game.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not discounting Life for Monopoly or
anything. No, it's probably outsold Life by now.
You think? Maybe Monopoly.
Maybe not Monopoly, only because Monopoly's got 80 years on it.
And a bunch of variations.
But
you don't want to play Chicagoopoly?
Fuck, we're not. Monopoly is also a shit game.
Oh, it's the worst game of all time.
So, Settlers is bad, too. Like Settlers is just poor game design. There's nothing to really do in that game other than roll dice and see what happens.
Once again, that is Steve's opinion and not Joe's opinion. Joe's opinion is that Settlers of Catan is a fun game that is a very low learning curve, and you could play with a group of people and not really have to pay that much attention to.
And use the strategy of rolling dice.
Yes.
And not actually doing anything. Not interacting with the game in a meaningful way, just rolling dice.
Sometimes people just want to roll dice, Steve.
I mean, if you don't interact with the game in a meaningful way, it's poor game design.
Well, that's what you believe is poor game design.
No, that is actually poor game design.
No.
Game is supposed to be interactive.
I think if it was poor game design, it wouldn't sell well.
No, that's not accurate at all. Shit things sell well all the time because they're popular. Because you're like, oh man, I played the Settlers game. It's so fun. And then some lady buys it. She maybe plays it once with her family, and then it goes into the board game closet, never to see the light of day again.
I would any game Settlers of Catan defenders... Please write to Steve via the Planet Arbitrary website or the Game Classy Facebook page.
I will be happy to
tell
you
full of shit.
That you smell.
The actual customizing. I do it myself. The one game I give myself that leeway to is Battles of Westeros. Mainly because it has little figures that
paint
I like.
Little Tyrion Lannister.
I like painting my little Tyrion Lannister.
That's pretty sweet.
It's the only actual Game of Thrones minis that you can paint, aside from the really crazy Dark Sword ones that we talked about on the podcast before.
Yeah, I like the Brienne model a lot, actually. The Dark Sword one?
Oh, the Dark Sword? Yeah, because it actually looks like someone from the book. It doesn't look just like, who is this weird guy? What is this?
I liked it.
Yeah, the But yeah, that's what I tend to do that, and I'm actually building a custom box to carry and, you know, all that fun stuff. Yeah, I'm going all out with this, man.
Are you making your own tiles as well?
I have custom tiles for the terrain. So, yeah, and you've seen them. I have the trees, yeah, the trees and the hills and all that. I'm not doing a custom board yet. It's because the fucking hexes are a weird size. They're 55.
I want to see that custom board.
They're 55 millimeter. That's bullshit.
See, this is going to be the best, too. You're going to spend all this time and working on it, and it's going to look great, and I'm going to be like, well, you didn't really finish it off with a custom board, so this is just an incomplete work. I don't want to judge.
Then you're going to be like, these dice, these are standard dice that you buy with the game, right?
Did you carve these?
Out of ivory? Did you get the ivory to carve them out of?
Or whale? Just scrimshaw?
Scrimshaw.
Just throw the dice down the drain and be like, no! No more game!
You come to my house, you see me sitting on my porch. I'm dressed like a sailor carving them out of whalebone.
Fucking Steve, make me carve dice.
Terrible. Terrible, Steve.
Just saying.
But yeah, that's...
I mean, if you're gonna do it, you might as well do it right, you know? I just don't want to do things half-assed.
And the hardest thing for me is that painting minis that belong from board games is difficult because there's, like, very little detail most of the time on them. And people are like, this is awesome looking, you know? You painted them up and everything. I'm like, yeah, but you can't even see their faces.
But you don't need to see their faces because they're so wee.
I know, but that for... Well, those guys are wee, but, I mean, like, let's say for Zombicide or... what's another board game that you can do that with? Or Battlestar Galactica, that game you got the little ships that you can paint.
Dwayne Zoldak versus Gary Gygax in a fight to the death.
Just a name fight?
Zoldak versus Gygax. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. All right, listeners. Give us some feedback. Who has a sweeter name? Zoldak or Gygax? Pick one. Let us know.
I think most people would pick Zoldak just because they know him.
It doesn't matter. Like, you just,
no favoritism in the names.
No favoritism. You got to pick it. What sounds cooler? Who would be more terrifying? Like, what you'd be like? Oh no! Ah! Yeah. Which one would you? Which name would you be more terrified of?
Behold the Gygax.
Yeah. Which one conjures more of a like?
I think that'll be the name
image
of this podcast. Is Behold the Gygax.
Or just Zoldak versus Gygax, the final confrontation, the quickening.
The quickening.
Here we are. Yes.
Born to be kings.
Oh, man. Fucking Fairly Odd Parents. The show's sweet.
I hate that show.
I love cartoons.
I do too. I can't complain. It's just something where it's just like, I miss my Japanese, like, anime translated to American from when I was a kid. Not that bullshit Pokemon shit. I'm talking about from when I was a kid, like the Robotech or the Voltron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that Sailor Moon bullshit.
Did you watch Sailor Moon?
No, I never
did.
Yeah,
you did. You had a little tiara in your closet. You kept hidden from everyone. Just like, so you put it on late at night and be like, Moon Tiara Magic. Princess Power.
Yeah.
You're like, Tuxedo Mask, what a dreamboat.
See, that's the sad thing, is like shows like that where I didn't watch, but yet I still know enough about that I can follow references. Well, yeah. It annoys me.
Come on.
It's like a sponge when it comes to like that sort of stuff. Just like those Sailor Moon, Sailor Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn.
Every planet eventually had a sailor.
Was there
a sailor?
Sailor Uranus? Was there Sailor Uranus?
Yes, there was Uranus.
What about Pluto? Was there a Sailor Pluto?
Huh?
Is she still
a
sailor?
I think there was one where it was like they were like a lesbian couple, but they edited that out for the American viewers.
God damn it. Is there a Sailor Moon role-playing game? Can we play that? I'm sure
there is.
I think
it uses the Big Eyes Small Mouth engine.
The Big Eyes Small Mouth engine?
Yeah, it's an anime role. It's a generic anime role playing system. Yeah? It uses three dice for everything.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah, it looked pretty fun. Like, it's very simple. It looks like you could have lots of goofy shit, like be like dimensional. I think it would be good for very pulp action style
pulp
anime
action,
or the goofy like chick pulls out the dimensional hammer and hits you because you're a prevert, that kind of thing.
You're bleeding from the nose and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're spraying blood on. You're like. Ugh! Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Steve-san.
Joe-chan.
Joe-chan.
Joe-chan. You're so kawaii.
You don't understand me, Mom.
You're such a baka, Mom. A baka.
Just leave me alone. Steve, I think you've had too much time with this anime thing. I think you need to get out to the real world.
Baka no sandai yo, shin desu ka?
Karugamesh.
Karugamesh. And gaming.
thing.
I think I'm going to put that up on the Facebook, too.
You need to, because I don't think anybody really gets what the
gaming.
What the Garugamesh guy is.
Garugamesh guy's pretty good.
Pocky Garugamesh.
What was that for? That was like for some anime convention?
It was just a fucking anime convention. I don't know. We're fucking like,
I love Japanese stuff. I like sushi and Pocky.
And it's a dude. It's a Garugamesh. Like everyone knows. And everyone like nods. Like they know what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah. I've heard of that.
Should be some pervert in the background going, hentai.
No. He just looks at the camera, strokes his mustache, his greasy mustache, and goes, tentacles.
Tentacles.
Or he gets really, he like leans in really close and he goes, Fudanari. Yeah, see? It's good. It works.
Don't look that up on the Google.
And gaming!
Kids.
Yeah, you don't want to look up shitting dick nipples either.
Oh. If you could,
it's exactly what it sounds like.
If you can think of it, it's on the internet. There might only be one picture of it, but it's there. I don't know where we could go after shitting dick nipples.
I don't know. It's pretty high tier.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm actually going to be heading out to today's. We're recording this on Saturday, which is local store day, I guess. I know it's like some like Black Friday, the opposite of Black Friday. It's like where you're supposed to go and shop at like the local places, and a couple local gaming stores have some sales. So I'm going to go. I'm heading up to Games Plus. They're doing double punches on your cards.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm going to go. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to get. I might get some.
Nothing.
Oh, I'm going to buy shit.
Osprey books.
I'm gonna buy some Osprey books. I'm gonna buy the Portuguese Man of Wars of the 1600s.
You should use your money more wisely and throw it down a toilet.
No, I've never bought a man. Actually, I have bought one Man of War book and one Osprey book. I bought
Max Manus Man of War.
No, it was actually on Polish Winged Lancers. I learned a lot about them that day, my friend.
Many shrubs and stools knew to be roasted in the depths of the floor that day, I could tell you.
I just don't know where to go. Like, my head is just spinning around the shitting dick nipples comment, and I just got nowhere else to move this podcast.
Yes! I've broken him. It's taken me 16 or so episodes, actually, but I've broken him, ladies and gentlemen.
22, I think. This is episode 22.
Jesus.
I know. We're almost to the 1 year mark.
I feel so old.
I've broken him, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. The podcast is now under my control, and we're going to talk about sprinkles and candy. I like candy. Who else likes candy? Do you want the Butterfingers? Or maybe you'd like some Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty's got the crisp licorice twists that everyone enjoys. Or perhaps you'd like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's got chocolatey peanut buttery goodness. Oh, you got chocolate in my peanut butter. You got peanut butter in my chocolate. Oh, Reese's peanut butter cups.
All right, we're
and
done.
And your nearest convenience
stop,
store.
Stop, just stop, just stop. Just stop.
I'm King Candy.
I was, going back to actual stuff that has to do with gaming and podcasts.
Hey, Candyland. It's got to do with, that's a game.
Oh, fuck.
Candyland's a game.
Candyland is one of those games I've been,
You gotta add D6 based combat. If you cross each other, if you cross each other on the board, you each roll a D6. And if you roll higher, you get to knock them down and you get to throw them back at the board. Or, depending on what weapons you have, because you add weapon cards.
Oh, you add weapon cards?
Yeah, you actually could. I drowned someone
Candy cane sword versus Charleston Chew garrot wire.
I drowned someone in the chocolate in Fudgy's, like, fountain thing.
Fudgy's
swamp. His chocolate swamp. I drowned when they had players in it.
Oh, Fudgy Swamp. I'm sure you get some interesting pictures if you look that up on the internet.
Oh, yes.
I was actually, I've been working on my Crystal Brush stuff because I can't really enter Golden Demon this year.
Because you are a glutton for punishment.
Because Golden Demon is in the backwater of America this year.
Come on, y'all. Put in your Golden Demons in the case, y'all. Come on. It'd be nice.
Ooh, this is pretty. What's this? Oh, Jesus wouldn't approve of this chaos. I'm just saying that right now.
There's a breast on this toy.
I will pray for your soul. Good luck.
Fuck the South.
Oh, God, Memphis. I'm going to do Crystal Brush this year at Adepticon. Which Adepticon, which we should just mention, has already sold out of all the events.
Not everything, but a lot of it.
Actually, they just opened up more for Infinity and another game, and I can't think of what that game is right now.
I mean, they sold out for the god-awful team tournament.
Yeah, the God Awful Team Tournament, which is the biggest draw that Adepticon has at this point.
And I don't understand it. They just increased it to 3 days. Yeah. That seems miserable and as
people,
shit.
People were so excited about it. You got to understand that this is like the thing for people. Like, this is like this is their social interaction for the year is playing in the team tournament.
I don't know. I thought that the event is just. Oh.
Yeah, you're not a big fan. I mean, they still got the fantasy. The fantasy one's only one day, right?
Yeah, the fantasy one's mediocre too, but the 40K one
is huge. People love the 40K team tournament. It is the biggest draw, I think. And it's
I know it's the biggest draw. Just I don't see why.
It's also one of the cool. It's one of the biggest tournaments that you will ever see too. It's massive.
That's I don't know. I got nothing.
But they got that. The War Machines tournament sold out. I think there's still space in the Lord of the Rings.
There's always going to be space in Lord of the Rings. There's always room in the Shire for you, my friend.
But yeah, I think they reopened.
No Baggins is a fables.
I think they opened up more tables for Infinity. I think that's what they did. Because I think they sold out of Infinity, but they opened more tables for it. Because I didn't think they were going to sell out.
Well, that's lucky, considering the game is called fucking Infinity.
Oh, the irony.
You can't have limited space for Infinity.
Yeah, but I'm going to do the crystal brush this year for it. And so
are you painting a guy? Are you painting the guy pooping in the outhouse? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
What?
It's from
Flintlock. Is it Flintlock? I'm not painting if it's from Flintlock.
I don't think so.
No, Flintlock is a terrible
game. I don't know. It's great. Sculptors. It's a dude. He is. It's a little outhouse.
Yeah.
And there's like a little backpack, like a satchel and like a shield. And next to that, there's a sword and a couple other provisions sitting in a barrel. And there's an outhouse. And when you open up the outhouse, he's taking a poopy in there.
Is he dressed like an Empire guy?
He is dressed like an Empire guy.
Is he really?
He is.
Oh, I should get that news.
He's got the poofy shirt.
I should put him as like a unit filler.
Dropping a deuce, man. You should get it in. You could make a hilarious Skaven diorama because you just make him out pooping in the outhouse, and then you have a little shit covered Skaven underneath, like climbing up under the outhouse. And you've got to do like glossy brown on the Skaven, on the Skaven's like shoulders, and like maybe a little poop turd in his mouth, like hanging out.
I actually the rats. Because of what I was painting, I painted some Empire Death Chickens for fantasy. The demigryphs.
Those models are so stupid.
They're actually really beautiful.
That's not accurate. Don't listen to him, ladies and gentlemen. He's a liar.
No, it's actually one of the best. That Empire.
Do they have balls?
No, they don't.
Strike them from the record.
What if they're female? Female death chickens.
Do they have cloacas?
I don't know. I didn't lift the tail. But I really enjoyed painting the figures, and I brought them. I was showing them to Tim down at the bunker.
Did he slap them on your hand and onto the ground?
Pretty much. And he goes, Joe, now, these look really nice, but if you're going to play them in a game, you know, you need at least 4 death chickens. You can't just field the 3. And I go, first of all, Don't sell me on this, because I know. And second of all, I'm not going to play this game. Let's just be honest. Let's not mince words here. I'm not going to be playing fantasy anytime soon. I'm just going to paint the models, make them look really pretty. I'm going to have my little army. No, I will.
You should have a cabinet of shame.
A cabinet of shame?
Yeah, you need to have 2 cabinets. You have a cabinet for models that actually you win stuff with. And then the much bigger cabinet for the models that don't win.
What about first cut? Does that count as winning?
It does not count as winning. Oh. Actually, you have to have a separate like shame case for just first cut.
I do have a shelf just for stuff that's won. Won trophies and ribbons and stuff like that.
Oh. Only a shelf.
Only a shelf. It is only a shelf. They're minis. They're not called maxis. They're small. I've won a lot of awards with, like, you know, like 10 figures. That doesn't take up that much room, Steve.
I guess the trophies just weren't very big.
No, the trophies are on a different shelf.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to have the model next to the trophy that won the model.
No, hell no. That stuff gets knocked over by my cat.
Inside of the case? What are you doing with your cat?
No, I'm talking. Never mind. Yeah, put my cat in the case. Get in there.
Get in there, kitty.
Get in there.
Pose with my trophy.
Diana Ike's in the cabinet. Look at it. It's cute.
The cat's
knocking my shit over.
Oh. I'll show you battle for Alabaster.
You'll laugh at this for multiple reasons. But I have shelves up in my office. They're like on different levels. But actually, if you kind of look at it, they kind of look like steps almost. It looks like almost like an M pattern, like the letter M.
Okay.
And my cat one time decided that he wanted to climb on all my mini shelves. And sure enough, he steps on one and it just falls off the wall. And down goes my entire Minbari fleet for Babylon 5.
My Babylon 5!
five toys.
Just imagine you like leaping from your chair, seeing what's happening, and then seeing them all colliding with the ground, realizing it's too late, dropping to your knees and just being like,
Nibari!
Actually, I got really mad at the cat at that point.
I did. The cat's a fucking cat. He doesn't know what he did. Fucking cat.
He knows. Fucking cat.
Your cat's a wizard. He knows.
Cat knows. The cat fucking knows. Cats and dogs know when they do something wrong. Cats don't give a shit. That's the problem, though. Dogs know they do something wrong, and they're like, oh, I hope he doesn't find out that I did something wrong.
Nibari!
Did they just explode pieces?
No, they chipped up pretty bad and got bent up. But yes. Most of them are single.
Take that, Babylon 5.
All right. Well, I think we'll end there for today. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. I got two new articles going up this week. Probably one on Assassin's Creed on Monday, and then on Friday will probably be a Star Wars one.
Star Wars.
Yeah, people like Star Wars. I'm actually, it's actually, you'd like it because it's a talk about the Thrawn trilogy.
Oh.
Well, then.
I feel a little better about it. I don't outright hate it.
You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy.
It's true.
Steve actually has been quite active on the Game Classy Twitter.
I've been collecting more followers.
You have been. I was like, I went on there because I'm like, oh, I'll see what Steve's up to. And I'm like, holy shit, Steve's got a lot of followers now.
Jacking up.
There you go.
Jacking up.
That's
because
you talk with them. You communicate.
I have an arch enemy now.
You do? Who's that?
What the hell? Palace Reve?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're arch rivals.
Like Rival Schools, the video game?
I think so. I don't know. She said she was going to throw a truck on me full of bees.
Oh, it's a girl?
I think so. Well, actually not sure.
You could easily beat her in a fight then.
I'm not sure because it's a art thing.
Oh. It's like a little picture.
Yeah, it's like an artist page thing. I think it's a girl. I don't know. Yeah. But
she talked about her vagina.
I'm
just saying that's how you know it's a girl. Well, then again, everyone on the internet is.
I think
a
everyone
45
on the talks about their vagina.
Everyone on the internet's a 45-year-old man or a horse. On the internet, no one knows if you're a horse.
That's right.
No one.
No one knows if you're drinking limeade while browsing the horse mascot. No, they were like, I'm looking for an arch rival. I'm like, I take the challenge. And then I've been like everything. I'm posting condescending tweets back at her. It's like I like this thing. And I'm like, that thing sucks and you smell.
That's what you do normally with stuff on the internet. So.
Don't tell anyone.
I was gonna say, I think the last four things that I posted on the internet, you were like, that sucks.
Blows.
I'm sorry. Blows.
It's very important. It's very important you have standards. You can't just say something that says sucks. If I said it blows, it blows. If it sucks, it sucks. It's different things. Blowing is sucking is.
And there we have it, folks. Also, go to our.
And now you know.
Na, na, na. Go to our like our Facebook page. Be greatly appreciated. And so, Steve.
Yeah, my goal is to crush the Facebook likes with the Twitter follows. And then perhaps I'll challenge the other side to battle against the other side. Yeah.
Creating your own little, like, feudal society.
My own little civil war.
So, Steve, until next time.
I'm going to be hanging out in the bathroom checking out my 1991 Trading Cards Premier Edition Factory Set, 750-card complete set, including all rare cards, uses only official AD&D 2nd Edition game rules, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition TSR Inc. cards. Originally sold for $24.95 US, I was able to pick this up as a sweet deal for $3 at the auction. Mint condition, baby. I'm going to poop and read them.